This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be his 116th episode of this monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and the News On Air official mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The Akashvani will broadcast this program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate the Orissa Parba 2024 program in New Delhi today. He will address the gathering on the occasion. Orissa Parba is a flagship event conducted by the Oriya Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. Though it has been engaged in providing valuable support towards the preservation and the promotion of Oriya heritage, continuing with the tradition, this year Orissa Parba is being organized from the 22nd to the 24th of November. It showcases the rich heritage of Orissa, displaying the colorful cultural forms that will exhibit the vibrant social, cultural and the political ethos of the state. The Bharatiya Janata Party-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India Bloc has retained the power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of the total of 288 seats, BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. Congress has won 16 seats, while the NCP Sharad Pawar group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena secured 20 seats and others have won 12. Mahayuti coalition comprises of BJP, Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, out of the total of 81 seats, the ruling JMM have been victorious in 34 seats, while the Congress has won 16 seats. RJD has won 4 seats, the BJP has got 21 seats, and the others have won 6 seats. The India Bloc comprises of JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, and the Communist Party of India, Marxist. The Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the party's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for the good governance and development. Addressing the party leaders at BJP headquarters in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the poll result is a defeat of negative politics. He said that the people also showed their trust in BJP and by polls held across several states. He stated that this signifies that the people only want development. He thanked the farmers, the women and the youth for imposing their trust in the party. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of the winter session of the parliament. The meeting will be presided over by the Defence Minister, Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek the support from all the political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till the 20th of December. The martyrdom day of Guru Tegh Bahadur, the 9th Guru of the Sikh, is observed today. It was on this day on 1675 Guru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his life to protect the religion, human values, ideals and the principle. The martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur is remembered as the Shahidi Divas every year. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar will undertake the 3-day official visit to Italy beginning today. He will travel to Italy to participate in his outreach session on the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting where India has been invited as the guest country. He is also expected to meet the counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7 related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also participate in the 10th edition of the MAD, Mediterranean Dialogue in Rome, and Dr. Jaishankar will also inaugurate the new premises of the Embassy of India in Rome. In cricket, India will resume its second innings for the overnight score of 172 for the loss of none against Australia on the third day on the opening of the test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:50 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.